You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, the Planet Love Tron Show. My name is Robbie Robot. A little late today. Apologize for that. But I will make up for it with good beats and lots of things like that there. Got a lot of things planned. I got some old stuff and as usual, some new stuff. Got some brand new Jaga. Got some brand new Vladislav Delay, some Ken Aida, and a whole bunch more in there, as well as some concert giveaways and little concert listing. So let's start things off as I usually do, nice and slow and smooth, shall we? Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, the Almighty. Give me a call here at 604-822-CITR or drop me an email at planetlovetron@gmail.com. Thank you.
Thank you.
A little bit of Tim Hecker there, off his album released last year, called Harmony in Ultraviolet. The name of that track is... Spring-Heeled Jack flies tonight. Not sure if he's talking about the electronic guy, Spring-Heeled Jack, I imagine. Before that, we had something from Erzikal Honig and Morgan Packard, Early Morning Migration, Tropical Ridges, the name of that track. And we started all off with Boston electronic artist Ken Aikida on a Merge Records brand new thing. Actually, this one isn't out on Merge. This one is actually on Spec. It's called Mist on the Window. That was the title track. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, the Planet Love Tron show. I'm Robbie Robot. If you have any questions or want something played in the electronic vein, give me a call, 604-822-2487, or drop me an email at planetlovetron@gmail.com. Got some IDM things coming your way right after this brand new Vladislav Delay track. Thank you.
Right to Play is an international humanitarian organization using sport and play programs to encourage the healthy physical, social, and emotional development of the world's most disadvantaged children. RTP at UBC is run by a team of committed university students who advocate sport for development, and it is the first university chapter of its kind. We want you to get involved. Together, we can educate students about sport for development, help raise money, and teach children here in the Lower Mainland about the importance of sport and a healthy lifestyle. So check us out at www.interchange.ubc.ca/RTPUBC.
Well, as I was saying, I wouldn't worry nearly as much about the atom bomb if it were to kill you right out. What scared me is that awful gas that defines you.
Yeah. That would be bad.
Yeah.
Something brand new there that our music director here at CITR turned me on to. They are called Arc Lab, and it's on the N5MD label out of, I believe it's California now. And yeah, not bad. They've been putting out pretty consistent electronic IDM stuff for years. You can check them out at N5, that's the number 5MD.com. Name of that album is self-titled. And before that, we heard from a band that I kind of overlooked years and years ago, or a group, or a guy. I always call everybody groups, but it's actually just one guy with a computer. He goes by the name of Brotham Stats. Actually, his name is Lassie Nico, and this is off the 2001 release QTO on Warp Records. And the name of that track was... Where did I put it? Jack Got Stuck in Canada, and This Sounds Like, and this was kind of like the Guys with Interesting Names set, because before that we heard from Vladislav Delay, and that isn't the interesting name. The name is Sasu Rapati. That's the guy's real name. He's been releasing really nice minimal techno and ambient stuff for years, and this is off his latest release on Hume Records. He used to always release things on Mill Plateau, and this new one's called Whistleblower, and it's got the fun title of I Saw a Polysexual. Got about 20 minutes now before the hour of 11. Got some concert and some CDs, some concert listings and CDs to talk about and some tickets to give away. But let's get a little more beady in the vein of some Canadian IDM-y music. And I always use this term IDM, but it's not such a good one. Electronic music, that's... not straight-up techno, and it's more in that Warp Records kind of vein, for lack of a better way to describe things. Anyways, this is Frivolous, and I'm playing Frivolous because he is playing the New Forms Festival once again, as he has in the past, as well as Mike Shannon and many other fine people like that there. I've got some tickets to give away for that festival. It's starting in a couple weeks, so stay tuned. Keep that dial locked to CITR 101.9 FM. CITR 101.9 FM, Final Uptron Show. Some brand new Jaga just came out. Been waiting a long time for this. Hope you enjoy.
Definition for the word shindig. Shindig. Noun. Informal. Definition 1. An elaborate or large dance, party, or other celebration. Definition 2. CITR's annual battle of the bands.
It's that time of year again. Shindig. CITR's annual battle of the bands. Come on down every Tuesday to hear Vancouver's best unsigned bands duke it out every week. Past contestants have included The Saltines, Clover Honey, Dandy Wind, They Shoot Horses, Don't They, Victoria Victoria, and 3 Inches of Blood. Shindig promises killer prizes for the winners, entertainment for the viewers, and, as always, the dreaded jokes for beer.
Dogs are different than cats, and hey, what if Jack Nicholson were a Flamity Blue?
Hey, what if, We Are the World was sung by the cast of Friends? I think it might go something like this. All right,
Shindig kicks off on September 11th and continues for the following 8 Tuesdays at the Railway Club, located at 579 Dunsmuir Street. Doors open at 8 p.m. and show starts at 9:30. Shindig is brought to you by CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Passengers of Flight 982, this is Capitan Vila, on Copilot 07. Welcome to the Vancouver International Airport. Please do not forget your personal belongings and be sure to check out the Latin American culture in Vancouver.
If you want to see the best spots in Latin America,
you would have to fly almost 7,000 miles to go to Buenos Aires,
2,500 miles to Mexico City,
or 6,500 miles to Santiago.
You can fly to all these places,
but there's an easier way to enjoy Latin American culture in Vancouver.
From September 5th to the 12th, come and see the best of Latin America
at the 5th annual Vancouver Latin American Film Festival. VLAF, bringing Latin American culture to Vancouver. Visit our website, www.vlaff.org.
Now, welcome back to the Planet Lovetron show. Hope you've been enjoying things thus far. Thanks for the calls. I got about 15 minutes left. And I thank my good oldest buddy, John Carson, for this bit of mayhem going on here in the background. This is the Ponchonbo Electronic Ensemble. Yeah. Anyways, this is supposedly the hot shit in North Korea. My buddy just came back from there and said this is the kind of thing you're subjected to in North Korea, so be thankful you have things like CITR out there. Otherwise, you could be listening to this ad nauseum. Just going to tell you what I've been playing thus far. That track before this was Gary Anthony James Webb, a.k.a. Gary Newman, off the title track off his album The Pleasure Principle. Before that, we heard a wonderful little remix of a Volva track off the Synthesizer Greatest Hits Volume 1 compilation. That was White BMW, remixed by one and only Holland's Lego Welt. Before that, a classic bit of electronicness from the Planet Mew Camp, Frost Jockey, off the Burgundy Tracks Volume 1. Don't know if they ever did a Volume 2 or 3. Nabas Plus was the name of that track. And before that, some brand new stuff out of the Reflex Records camp. a duo that go by the name of The Tuss. It's off the album Rush Up Edge. The name of the track was The Last Rush Up. And there's lots of speculation on the interweb that The Tuss is actually Aphex Twin, although they're listed as Brian Tegaskin and Karen Tegaskin, but who knows? Could be one of those many monikers of Mr. Richard James. And before that, something that is yet to be released, but a little birdie told me about this brand new Jaga, 7 years in the waiting. Off the album Variants, we heard Caustic. And now is the time for a little bit of concert listings. And I might just turn this down just a little bit and... Not to diss the North Koreans, but I can't get into why anybody listens to that. Anyways, the Ye Olde concert listing, as promised, lots of good things going on in the city. One of them, before I start in on it, is the Latin Film Festival, which I just plugged by playing a little PSA there. Good to see that starting up. I believe it's in its first year, but I'm not sure. And that starts just around the same time as a festival that I like to put on call, the New Forms Festival, and that is Vancouver's premier new media arts music festival, and also it's got lots of other things like visual arts, music, outdoor music event as well, but I'll be telling you about that in just a few minutes' time. And I'm going to be letting you know that we have a thing called Shindig coming up the next few months as well, and also a funding drive. Sorry, I'm just reading two things at once. A funding drive coming up here as well. So if you like Campus Community Radio, well, it's time to support it. So save some pennies and get ready for it, because we'll be asking for a little bit of donations to keep the good thing called CITR going. It doesn't run itself for free, so please give generously. Well, tonight we have an unexpected DJ set. I hadn't heard about this until very recently. Metro Area are apparently doing a DJ set tonight at Bar None, starting at 9 p.m. Tickets are $10. Devander Bernhardt and Noah Jorgensen playing September 1st at the Commodore Ballroom. Girl Talk with The Blow, September 6th. Good show there at the Pit Pub. That's here at the UBC Students Ballroom. Spoon is playing September 7th at the Commodore Ballroom. Wolf Parade with Holy Fuck the same night at Bridges on Richards. DJ Youngsta and many more are playing the Dub Forms 4 event for the New Forms Festival. And if you stick around, I'm going to be giving tickets away for that. That's September 8th, I believe. Next up, we also have Mike Shannon with Frivolous and others at the New Forms Festival September 15th. Animal Collective the same night at the Commodore Ballroom. Cinematic Orchestra September 18th at Bridges and Richards. Peter, Bjorn, and John also at the Commodore Ballroom September 21st. The Toasters at the Plaza September 22nd, September 23rd. Diplo at Plush. The Super Suckers play the Red Room September 25th. September 27th, the Besnard Lakes. Bridges and Richards Arctic Monkeys play the P&E September 30th. October 1st, the Klaxons at the Commodore Ballroom. The National and St. Vincent, October 3rd at the Commodore Ballroom. DJ Vadim at Richards & Richards, October 6th. October 9th, Fujia and Miyagi with Dirty on Purpose. And then that's at Richards & Richards. Justice, who I've been playing lots on this show, October 13th at the Commodore Ballroom. Akron Family, October 18th at Richards & Richards. Final Fantasy with Great Lake Swimmers and more, October 20th at Richards & Richards. Digitalism, that same day at Richards & Richards. How can that be? Maybe somebody out there knows where actually Digitalism are going to be playing, and if they still are. So give me a call here at 604-822-2487 if you do. Matthew Deer with Big Hands and the Mobius Band, October 21st at the Media Club. The Russian Futurists jocking their Greatest Hits album, October 23rd at the Pit Pub. DJ Crush, always a favorite here in Vancouver, at the Commodore Ballroom, October 24th. A couple days later, October 26th, a great gig. I'm probably going to miss it, sadly missed. Aesop Rock, Blockhead, DJ Signify, Rob Sonic, and Black Moth Super Rainbow, October 26th at the Commodore Ballroom. Do Make Say Think, October 29th at the Commodore Ballroom. Caribou, Born Ruffians, Richards and Richards, October 30th. The Octopus Project are playing Richards and Richards, November 6th, and Black Mountain also playing Richards, November 11th. So, as mentioned, if you would like some tickets to Dub Forms, which is basically the preferred and premier experimental dub night for the New Forms Festival. Give me a call here at 604-822-2487. A little bit of Scandinavian old school sounding stuff from New Science. I can leave you with a little bit of Mike Shannon, Canada's techno dream, and he's playing the New Forms Festival this year. And congratulations to Jason Taylor for winning tickets for Dub Forms 4. I'll be here next week, actually 2 weeks from now. Stay tuned for the Annoy Show with Mr. Luke Meat.